John Taylor joins us from Stern AG and Leach in Fort Smith to talk about the latest news on the economy and developments, certainly that affect our money. And with this big storm, the stock market is closed, but John is on the job.
You know, the market is closed again today, and we'll have to wait and see what happens tomorrow. It's kind of interesting. This is the first time that the New York Stock Exchange has been closed for consecutive days related to weather since a blizzard in 1888, so this is an unusual occurrence. There was a lot of discussion about the fact that the New York Stock Exchange would still be open on Monday, but here's the issue. All the other exchanges are now electronic exchanges, but the New York Stock Exchange is literally still a physical exchange. You see those pictures of those guys on the floor of the exchange, they have to physically be there. There was some talk about them switching to a really untested electronic market, and that didn't happen. The bond market's also closed today. Markets will probably be open tomorrow, but it may be a shortened trading day, or it may just be a very strange trading day, and we'll have to see what effect that has. Dow futures are down, so you would anticipate the market would probably open up down tomorrow. Estimated economic damage from the storm, some people are saying as much as $20 billion. Of course, that all kind of pales in significance to the lost lives and et cetera. As you watch those pictures last night on the news of New York City going dark, you realize that it first happened in Lower Manhattan, which, of course, is where Wall Street and the financial district is. Something else that may happen this week that's going to be really hotly contested by the political pundits, and that is we're supposed to get the last major labor report on Friday from the Labor Department, the U.S. Labor Department. It'll be the last one before the election. Pundits were expecting it to be kind of a not a very good jobs number. Now the Labor Department says that they may put that off because of the hurricane. Kind of hard to understand that because the numbers are based upon the poll that's already been taken. So whichever way they go, there will be some criticism. There are some companies reporting numbers this morning and some other things going on. Apple reporting a major shakeup at their senior management level yesterday. It appears that Tim Cook is unhappy about some things. The head of their store operations is leaving. He's only been there for 6 months. He's the guy that took over for Ron Johnson, who left to head up JCPenney. Also the guy that's the head of iPhone software development. Now, he's been there since 1997 when Apple bought Next, which was Steve Jobs' company. It appears that he was the guy that made the decision about the ill-fated Maps snafu that happened when the iPhone 5 came out recently. So a major shakeup there. Ford reporting numbers this morning made the best quarter they've ever had. They made $2.2 billion. They made 40 cents a share. Wall Street was expecting 34 cents a share. They only made 19 cents a share the same quarter of last year. But they lost a lot of money in Europe. They made $2.3 billion in North America. They lost $468 million in Europe. We reported earlier they're closing a plant in Belgium. Ford says they expect to lose another $3 billion in Europe over the next 3 years. BP, British Petroleum, raising their dividend substantially after reporting a huge profit, made $5.4 billion. They continue to rebuild themselves after they lost a third of their market value due to the Gulf spill back in April of 2010. And good news for an Arkansas-based company, Axiom, headquartered in Little Rock / Conway, reporting better than expected numbers. They made 21 cents a share. That's about a nickel better than what Wall Street was expecting. And they did that in spite of a decline of revenue of about 3%. So even though the markets are closed, there's a lot going on. And when they do open up, who knows what kind of volatility we'll see.
Oh, wow, John. We'll be here to check you out when you call in and let us know, man.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Take care.
I'm Taylor of Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He keeps up on all of this, and it's almost overpowering. There's so much going on in terms of the expense of this storm and so on, but he can help you save some money and maybe increase your money. Check him out at Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could call him at 782-2527, 782-2527, or John Taylor at sternag.com.